just sitting at a desk, but actually going out and meeting people. And we want to strengthen the ties to research and the Visioning Future Excellence focused areas and see to what extent we can get donors who really map over these. And I think that's about it. You can read the action items, and I'm open to questions. Yes, Trustee Osero.
Do we look at all at geographic distribution of applicants and students? In other words, particularly urban versus rural?
Yes, we do. We have a group of high schools who are what we call, I think we call them low-serving. That is, they don't come very much to Illinois, and we are looking at those areas and concentrating on why and whether or not we can attract more students from those high schools. So it's not only Chicago.
One of the things that really concerns me is the state cuts to high school education. I think it's the ability of high school students to be able to come to Illinois because, and actually there was an article this week about a suburban school that's going to be losing its seventh period class. And it was remarked that that will disallow some of them from getting into colleges that they want because they won't be able to get all the courses they need.
So yeah, I think the last time we were here, Chairman Kennedy, you asked the question whether some high schools don't give enough courses for students to be qualified to get into Illinois. And I think that some don't. You know, we have different requirements for each of our colleges. Certainly the ones that concentrate on STEM areas require, you know, more math, for example. And if those courses aren't taught, they won't be totally prepared to come. But some of our colleges don't require those kinds of courses. So it depends upon which college the student is applying to.
And I think there's some innovative thinking going on. Yeah.
After our last conversation, I asked Vice President Pierre in his office to think how we might either partner with community colleges or do online AP courses that would be available to these students.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be a great service to the state.
I was looking at that too, and the virtual school, which I knew nothing about, through the State Board of Education, some schools are able to link into that, which is, I think, a fairly new online program to be able to offer some of the things they're not able to offer online for certain students. But for a lot of students, particularly in rural areas, they have to go above and beyond to be able to get the classes they need. They either have to go somewhere else for a class or try to get it online. And some probably are not able to do that for various reasons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to get worse because of the cuts to schools.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what effect, not interesting, but we ought to watch the effect of the geographic diversity and the effect on geographic diversity from the elimination of the legislative scholarship program.
Right.
Whether that has an effect on
probably will have, particularly on law school and medical school, because I admit I probably shouldn't, but when I was there, I mean, I sought out the students that would not have been able to afford to go to medical school, dental school, because it was a lot more money for them. And I have them coming back to me fairly frequently and thanking me, you know, because they never would have been able to be a doctor or a dentist, you know, without that scholarship. Of course, there was terrible abuse, and I'm not sorry they're gone, but there were some good things that came out of it.
Well, we need to be cognizant of our mission to serve the entire state and not end up clustering around, you know, the wealthiest high schools
have the capacity
to.
I always remember the incidents when I invited one of the rural school districts in my legislative district to come and testify before the higher ed approp committee, or probably secondary. And the student came in and had his, I think, textbook that had his father's name in it. He was using the same textbook that his dad had used when he went to that school. So
it's a terrible story.
It was interesting. So.
Just a question relative to a group of potential recruits. The Illinois State Scholars that are identified throughout the state,
mm-hmm.
do we have access to that? And is that an area that we could focus on?